Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, January 26th, 2023. Today he is talking about time. Time is unreal and makes no demands. As your collective awakening unfolds before your very eyes, celebrate. Yes, it is unfolding right now, in the only moment there is, the eternal moment of now. You do, of course, know this, because when you allow yourselves to be aware, you are aware that everything you think, say, or do is happening now, the only time in which it could happen. It's just that now keeps on continuously renewing itself without ever a break. That is what now is. Now. Within the illusory state of material form, of which time is a major component, it flows constantly, whereas in reality it is eternally stationary. That is a concept that is very difficult for you to imagine or to accept, and yet modern physics at the highest levels of research has found that this actually is the case. It is quite shocking to realize this, because it is totally at odds with your human experience of life in form. In fact, your human lives are very much directed, as your calendars and daily planners make very clear, and you are constantly checking to see if you are on time and to make sure that tomorrow's time schedule is clearly defined. And yes, living as humans, you do need a schedule so that you can be present with those you love for as much time as possible. However, many become obsessed with time and its demands upon them. But time is unreal and makes no demands. The demands that people experience are always self-imposed, even though they might think that it's their boss or their job or their spouse that makes the demands. In essence, each individual responds to time in their own individual manner, and it is their own choice whether or not to be governed by their job schedule and their boss's or their spouse's bidding. How you choose to use time to earn your living or to enjoy yourselves is always your own individual option or preference. Yes, others do make demands upon you, but it is always your choice, your decision, and only yours as to how you will respond. As your awareness of the unreality of time increases, you will find yourselves far less driven, far more at peace. You were created as eternal beings at one with Source, now, and that has never changed. It is unchangeable. You effectively always have all the time you need, but because of the way in which you choose to engage with it, it frequently seems to be in short supply. Time can serve you very well if you can relax and allow it to flow, instead of attempting to beat the clock, which is, of course, impossible. You have all heard of professional sportsmen and women talking about being in the zone, when every move that they make is perfect in that moment, and they achieve what seem to be the most amazing results. Well, every one of you can be in the zone in a similar fashion that is just right for you. You do it by relaxing into whatever it is you are doing and letting go of thinking about what you are going to do in the next moment. When you watch small children playing, you will notice that they are often so totally wrapped up in what they are doing, undistracted by anything outside, such as parents calling them in for dinner, they just don't hear the call because they are so absorbed in just being there in that moment. It's really about mindfulness, being constantly aware of what you are thinking, saying, or doing in each moment. When you get up from the table to take the dishes to the sink, be aware of how you are picking each one up, and then of each step you take to reach the sink. Initially, it can be quite difficult because it's an activity that you could do in your sleep, and so you normally do not pay attention because your mind is off somewhere else. I have to go and meet the school bus. I'd better go to the store as I'm right out of bread, etc. And when you do succeed, you get an uplifting sense of achievement, and without all the roof brain chatter which so many of you have come to accept as normal, you find yourselves far quieter and more peaceful within yourselves. It is rather like being in a continuous meditative state, and as you become more aware, more mindful, when you do sit to meditate, to just be present, you will find yourself settling in much more quickly and easily into that state. And, as I have often been reminding you of late, your main purpose during your present incarnation is just to be. Just being allows the love that you are to flow freely out to join with the flow from millions of others most powerfully, far more powerfully than you can appreciate, assisting in humanity's collective awakening. When you allow yourselves to become consciously aware by being mindful of the reality of your true nature, love, your individual energy fields expand and intensify. This strengthens your own sense of peace and envelops and embraces everyone with whom you interact. Physically, the cashier in the supermarket, for instance. All your electronic interactions, and also, of course, the loved ones of whom you find yourself thinking at odd moments throughout the day. Make a point of just being as frequently as you can during the day, waiting in line, waiting at the traffic lights, travelling on the train or subway, any moment, even if it's only very brief, when you do not have to focus attentively, any free and unoccupied moment. Truly, doing this is extremely powerful, and it is a very important and intrinsic constituent of the life paths you planned for yourselves before incarnating. You are incarnate now to greatly assist in humanity's collective awakening, which is ongoing right now as you read or listen to this loving message. Your purpose, apart from awakening yourselves, is to gently assist others with whom you interact. No interaction is ever a chance occurrence. It is always one to which you, all involved, have been lightly led, in the direction of their and your own awakening. You do not do it by proselytizing or persuasion. You do it just by allowing yourselves to be the loving presences that each and every one of you are. Love is your nature in every moment. Therefore, release yourselves from the costumes and masks you might normally present as yourselves to the outside world, and allow the love that you all are to flow freely and spontaneously to greet all with whom you interact throughout the day. When you do, you will very frequently find yourselves most lovingly received and accepted by those with whom you chance to interact. It will make your day. With so very much love, Saul.